I am thrilled to welcome to What's on Tap with Sandy Max, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Chad Smith, best known as the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But Chad recognizes one of the greatest drummers of all time. You have recorded with artists. I can brag about you. You can look away. Post Malone, Elton John, Ozzy Osbourne. And now that list includes the Rolling Stones with their newest album coming out this summer. Chad, today, not just talking about music, but even more about how you want music to make a difference in people's lives. So thank you for spending time with me.
Thank you, Sandy. That's quite the introduction.
Well, you got a lot to live up to, but you've earned it. I love it. I didn't even mention the fact that you could be Will Ferrell's doppelganger, but we all know that after seeing you on Saturday Night Live.
I'm wearing some different hats these days.
Yes, especially with the Chad Smith Foundation. But honestly, you played all around the world, and now you're talking to folks in Milwaukee. What are your memories of playing here in Milwaukee or being around Wisconsin?
Well, my brother, Brad, who you know, I heard very well now.
He's a good local musician here in town. His band, Kitty Softpaw, among other things.
Kitty Softpaw, that's right. He was long time worked at Hal Leonard Music Publishing. So he's been living there for many, many years, since the early to mid 90s. So I would come, obviously, and come and visit him. But we've played many concerts in Wisconsin and Milwaukee and Madison, the Chili Peppers, lots of festivals. We played there a couple of years ago at the Harley Fest, I believe, was our last time we were there. So much fun. I love it. I have a real connection because of my family there. And of course, my nephew, Lewis, who is the executive producer of the Chad Smith Foundation. He's the all local. And so it makes sense that we would have a real connection to the kids that want to play music out there. We want to really, this is where we're going to make sure it all works and figure it out. And then we're going to take it nationwide.
I love that you have chosen Milwaukee as the launching pad for the Chad Smith Foundation. So you talk about you and your nephew, Lewis, as the co-founders. Tell us about what the Chad Smith Foundation is for people hearing about it for the first time. What's the mission?
Yeah, it's really a way for kids to be exposed to music, to expose to playing instruments, whatever that is, whatever you want to be able to do. A lot of after-school programs we're targeting because, you know, often the first thing that gets cut out of public schools, unfortunately, is art and music. And so if it wasn't for me being able to do that way back when I was in high school, and middle school, to have that opportunity to be exposed to music, I probably wouldn't be drumming and playing the drums like I am. I would have never graduated from high school. I knew that for sure, because I found my passion at an early age, and that's what I wanted to do. So those programs, a lot of those are gone. So we want kids to have a place to go, a safe place. You know, we've been working with the Boys and Girls Club there in Milwaukee, provide instruments, provide teachers, and of course, a place for them to go to play. And I just want them to have the same opportunity that I had when I was growing up. And so these are really, really important things. Music is fun. Like, playing music is fun, should be fun. Any level, entry level, if you're intermediate, if you already play a little bit, it doesn't matter. Just to have a place to go and make friends and find other people that are like-minded and want to play. And there's nothing more satisfying than like playing a couple chords and like, and this guy can play a drum beat. And next thing you know, you're playing an AC/DC song and you're having a great time. And like, you know, and Milwaukee has such a rich musical history, obviously, among other things. But like, I think the next Les Paul could come out of the Boys and Girls Club with the Chad Smith Foundation. So I think these are things that are important in our culture right now. And there's so many distractions and so many not so great things going on. So I think hopefully a positive thing in the community. And we're really passionate about it. It should be the Chad Smith Family Foundation, because my brother's involved, Lewis is involved, his brother is involved in California, but we have other people on our board, but like, this means a lot to our family.
Well, what a legacy for the Smith family. I was going to mention, you know, I see a lot of Smiths on the board, but tell me what it means personally, not only to make a difference in the lives of young people that you hope inspire that musicality, whether it's a career or just a way of expression, but what it also means to be doing this with your family. Does it bring you closer?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we talk about the foundation and do things, you know, and important things like that. But also now we like see each other more than we did the last few years. It's like Lewis comes with his family and I get to see my brother more. And Now that he's retired, he can just do whatever he wants. I'm like, no, you have to come here. And we got a scholarship at this college, and we got one there. And it's a really great opportunity to hang out and be doing something good. It's a good excuse for us to get together more often, which is always great.
Music does bring people together.
You said it. That's the thing. It's the universal language. I've been so lucky to play all over the world and live my wildest dream. And I've seen how it connects with people. You don't even have to speak the same language. It doesn't matter. It's really important. Like sometimes you're playing and you're like, oh, you're just kind of entertainment. But I'm in New York right now. Literally was walking back from getting my coffee. And this really nice lady came up to me. She was like, you're a drummer from Chili Peppers. I said, yeah. She said, I have to tell you, like, you really got me through some really hard times. Your band's music when I was in high school, I was having a really tough time. I was getting bullied. And, you know, I was having a tough time at home. And, you know, I listened to your Californication record. And like this, she's naming these deep cuts. And she's like, a Purple Stain and this song and this. I was like, she was like almost crying. It was so music has a lot of power and healing power, you know, which is really beautiful.
Tell me about the purple and black color scheme that you chose for the Chad Smith Foundation.
Oh.
And the slogan.
You know, we have really nice people that helped us. They designed the whole thing, and the logo has this energy thing, like a cymbal vibrating thing, which obviously connects it for me with drumming. And the colors, there's a Black Sabbath album called Masters of Reality, which I think is their second album. And I love Black Sabbath, and I love Ozzy Osbourne. Those are the colors, and it's bold, and it looks really great. So I don't know. It looks cool, you know?
Did you ever want to play guitar instead of drums?
My brother plays guitar, right?
Yeah.
And he's 2 years older than me, so the guitar was kind of taken. But the drums chose me, Sandy. I didn't. When you're seven and you're just banging on stuff, typical, you know, pots and pans kind of stuff. Like, I love the guitar, but no, too complicated. You gotta put your fingers, no.
Well, you talk about a mad respect for guitars and the complication and everything.
Let's talk about
the Wizard of Waukesha, Les Paul. Let's talk about Saturday and Guitar Town Music Festival in Waukesha, the Chad Smith Foundation presenting this free music-filled event. What can we expect from the Chad Smith Foundation's presence there?
We're going to highlight local musicians that play original music and obviously honoring Les Paul. And it's going to be fun. And we're going to have all the things that we do there so people can get involved and make it easy for them. But really, it's to just kind of celebrate the local people and celebrate Les Paul. And I don't think I ever met Les Paul, unfortunately, but obviously there wouldn't be modern recording without him. There wouldn't be the most famous, iconic electric guitar without him. He kind of did a few cool things back then. But I just think it's great to be associated with such an iconic brand as Les Paul and celebrate him. And again, just give musicians an opportunity to come out and see what you got.
And then you've got the instrument petting zoo and taking donations for instruments. So getting those things that are in the attic, in the basement, in the garage, in the hands of people who can really enjoy them and use them. And then you talk about Les Paul, the raffle, a Gibson Les Paul 70s custom in ebony. It's a guitar worth nearly $4,000 up for the raffle.
Amazing. So, I want that.
Yeah.
From the 70s?
Yeah. See, the Chad Smith Foundation, all your Smiths are making it happen. This is a really good thing.
If I know my brother, he's going to be buying lots of raffle tickets.
But Chad, I would say not only are you helping students with the Chad Smith Foundation with after-school activities, but you're also making sure that the arts economy is happening, because right now you have a need to hire the teachers who are going to teach these kids and acquire the instruments. And you're really taking that seriously. You're not just asking everybody to volunteer their time.
No. What we found out with the model was obviously places to play really important, instruments really important. We have those two. It was finding the teachers. That's the glue, to have teachers that will show up, be consistent, and not just one guy that plays a little bit of drums and maybe a little guitar. To find those people, it can be a bit of a challenge, but when you can incentivize them with studio time, obviously monetarily, but also instruments. The foundation has partnered with Live Nation. They can go see their favorite artists, or there's certain sort of perks, all music related, but really is really important, Sandy, to get those people to, if it's Monday at 4 o'clock, be there Monday at 3:45. And like, so those kids know. And that was really something that we found out that was really needed. So there's also, you know, we're in the works of having local teachers that are students at some of the local colleges that are studying to music, and maybe they want to be teachers, and can get them to come, and we can get them credits for college courses. Again, we want to get them paid, but we want them to really be dedicated. And it takes a little bit, but that's okay.
Chad, before I let you go, honestly, 2026 has been a heck of a year for you. You started the Chad Smith Foundation right here in Milwaukee with the aspirations to have it ripple and go out to other cities. So we want to do a good job here with it in Milwaukee. But come on, you're on the Rolling Stones new album, Unstoppable Musicians, and you get to play with them. Can you tell me just one story about how the Stones experience happened? And then I can't let you go without at least asking one Paul McCartney question after your appearance on Saturday Night Live. So just two quick stories for us.
Wait, the Beatles and the Stones, are those like some up-and-coming bands? Are they new? Then we should stick with it. They got something going on. I'll tell you what, just hearing you say that, like, this is crazy. Like, that's not me. It's somebody else. When I'm not in the Chili Peppers, I work a lot with this producer. His name is Andrew Watt, who does almost everybody now. He is an incredible musician, incredible producer. He's in Los Angeles, my good friend. And when he needs a drummer, I'm his guy. So I played on many, many, many records with him. And so he did the Stones' last album, and he did their new record, I think, which comes out in a couple months or so. But we were in London. He was still recording with the Stones, and we were getting ready to play that final Black Sabbath Ozzy Osbourne concert in Birmingham last year, which I was so fortunate to be part of. And he calls me, and it's like 1 a.m, and he's like, and he was with Robert Smith from The Cure, was singing backup on. And we love Robert Smith, and he's like, you got to come down. We got to have a jam, you know, and Robert Smith is here. I'm like, oh, okay, great. So I go down to the studio. We jam with Robert Smith for like make up kind of 3 song ideas. Great, super great. But it's like 4 or 5 a.m. now. And I'm like, I had just flown from LA. I was toast. And he'd kind of finished up most of the tracks with the Stone. And he's like, I need you to play on one thing. He goes, will you, come out into the live room. I need you to play drums on this one song. And so I didn't record with them. They had already, it's a Chuck Berry cover. It's called Old Delilah or something. It's very blues. It's just Mick Jagger on guitar, vocals, harmonica, and Keith Richards. Just those two guys.
Yeah.
And me.
That's pretty special, Chad. That's pretty special.
It's the last song on the record. It's so crazy. And then the Paul McCartney thing. That's the bucket list that you don't even think the bucket is like there. And again, Andrew, who produced Paul's record that came out and went number one, rave reviews, incredible. I'm so happy for him and for obviously for Paul. And he texted me, it's an emergency, but a good one. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cryptic, but it was Paul McCartney needs you to play with him on Saturday Night Live. His drummer isn't able to make it. And I was like, okay, I think I can do that. Let me check my schedule. Yes.
Yeah.
So Paul McCartney calls me the next day. I know him a little bit. We've met, but like, we're not like friends, you know, we're not, but we know each other mostly through Andrew. And he calls me and he couldn't have been nicer. Thank you for doing this. And you're saving the day. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, well, just come on Tuesday because we have to have a jam with the lads, you know, and we'll play Band on the Run and a couple other songs. And I'm like, okay, so I got to learn all these Beatles and Wing songs, which you know all the songs, but I don't listen to them like, what's the kick drum pattern or what, you know, so I'm learning, trying to learn them all. And anyway, we played like 15 Beatles and Wing songs on Tuesday, the week of Saturday Night Live. And then he goes, oh, by the way, Will Ferrell's the host. And I'm like, oh my God, here it comes. I know it. Sure enough, Will texted me, hey, I got an idea.
The universe completely aligned. That is magic.
It was insane. I had to go out and be the host. I had to be like, hey, I don't do that. But, you know, you put a wig on and you wear the same clothes and Paul was in on the gag. It was fun. It was, yeah, that was, pretty surreal. I have to say it was a surreal week, but you know, I'm just so fortunate to be able to play with my heroes, and it's wild.
Chad, yeah. I love that for you, and I look forward to finding out what is absolutely next. Oh, and plus you're on the Kitty Softpaw album on 3 tracks, so playing with your brother as well.
Yeah, you know, and he's retired. He needs something to do, man.
Your dance card is full, so thank you very much for including me on your dance card and for chatting with me.
Thank you for doing this and being a partner with us. It's really very nice, and it's important, and I really appreciate it. We all do. I wish I could be there, but I know it's going to be great, and I look forward to hearing all about it.
We'll get you here. And well,
I'll be there. I'll be there.
What is the best way for people to learn about and get involved with the Chad Smith Foundation?
ChadSmithFoundation.org.
Thank you very much.
Are you wearing the shirt?
I am.
Looks great on you. Make some noise. Let's go.
I am here for it, Chad.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.